With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Leaders of the House Agriculture Committee say Congress may need to step in with at least $10 billion in additional aid for U.S. farmers beyond the $12 billion Farmer Bridge Assistance Program recently announced by the Trump administration. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson said the administration's program, while helpful, does not go far enough to support all sectors of agriculture. The current package is largely aimed at row crops such as corn, soybeans, and wheat, with about $1 billion set aside for other commodities. Thompson said industries including dairy, timber, and specialty crops may require further assistance to help producers secure credit and remain viable into 2026. He emphasized that any supplemental aid should stabilize farms without replacing market forces. Meanwhile, the USDA Undersecretary Richard Fordyce said budget constraints make a second aid package from the agency unlikely, leaving Congress as the primary option for more support. Senate Ag Committee leaders said they are waiting to see how far the current funds go before committing to a specific amount of additional aid. The USDA has approved stricter limits on what Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients can buy, with changes set to take effect in 2026 in multiple states. Under the waiver, states can redefine food for purchase to exclude items such as candy, soda, energy drinks, and other products deemed unhealthy. Six states, including Hawaii, Missouri, North Dakota, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia, received USDA approval this week, joining others that have already adopted similar rules under the Make America Healthy Again initiative. Federal officials, including Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, say the changes aim to align SNAP with nutritional goals and reduce diet-related chronic illnesses. Implementation details will vary by state, with some plans already targeting specific categories like sugary beverages. The effort has sparked debate among advocates and critics over the imbalance between nutritional policy and food access for low-income households. A federal judge has ruled that the U.S. Department of Agriculture must give states more time to implement new restrictions on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits tied to immigration status. A U.S. district judge on Monday granted an injunction extending the compliance deadline from November 1st to April 9th, finding that the USDA's guidance had created confusion and potential financial strain for state governments. The lawsuit was brought by 21 Democratic-led states and the District of Columbia, which argued that the USDA instructions improperly excluded lawful permanent residents, including asylees and refugees, from eligibility. The USDA had maintained that the original grace period had expired and any misunderstanding was due to misinterpretation by states. The judge disagreed, saying the approach was inconsistent with legal precedent and likely to cause harm. The new restrictions stem from a law signed this year that tightens SNAP eligibility based on immigration criteria. Illinois Department of Agriculture Director Jerry Costello II is criticizing current federal trade policy and aid for farmers, saying it falls short amid ongoing tariff-related market disruptions. Costello said the recently announced $12 billion Farm Bridge Assistance Program is insufficient compared with a $23.1 billion package offered in response to trade disputes during the previous administration. Tariffs are crushing farmers again, Costello said, noting that steep tariffs on exported soybeans and other commodities have shrunk overseas markets and depressed prices. He also pointed to rising input costs tied to tariffs on fertilizer, machinery, and other farm goods. Under the USDA program, about $11 billion is earmarked for row crop producers, with the remaining $1 billion for other commodities. Payments are based on acreage and estimated cost. Costello warned that long-term financial pressure could drive younger farmers out of the industry and undermine future agricultural production in the state of Illinois. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.